Okay, today we're continuing in the final parak of Seder Zerayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So if you recall, at the very beginning of the parak, the heading of the parak was that an androgynous is like a man in some ways, like a woman in other ways, like both in some ways, and like neither in some ways. So we had a whole Mishnah that gave us 8 different ways that an androgynous is like a man. Now we're up to the Mishnah of Shavel and Nashim Ketzad. In what ways an androgynous like a woman? So Metami Ba'odem Kenashim, he becomes Tame if a red, he has red that comes out of his body, just like a woman becomes tame with a red discharge. A woman has a red discharge, she either becomes a nida or a zava. So the androgynous has the same thing. Ve'inu misyached im ha'anoshim kanoshim. And the androgynous is also not allowed to be alone with men, just like a woman is not allowed to be alone with a man. That's derived from the pasuk ki yisischa chicha ben imecha, where the Gemara in Kiddushin says, v'chi ben aim mesis ben av eno mesis. Do you think only the son of your mother will lead you astray and be mesis you, but not the son of your father? Why does the Mishnah, the pasuk rather, choose to give an example of ben imecha? Oh, to be meramis to us that ben misyachid imimo, that a son is allowed to have yichud together with his mother, but other arayos are not allowed to have yichud with each other. Son and mother, there's no yetzer hara, and of course they're allowed to be alone together. But other arayos are not allowed to be alone together. So that's the Isra of Yichud. So the Isra of Yichud applies to an androgynous in both directions. So he's not Mesiachid, he's not allowed to be Mesiachid with men. And also similar to women, he doesn't cause a woman to require a Yibum. Meaning if a married man dies and he has no children, and the only brother is an androgynous, the woman does not need Yibum or Chalitza from an androgynous. Because the Torah, the Pasuk in the Torah that says you need Yibum or Chalitza is only when there's an actual definitive brother. Also, he doesn't get a share of the Yerusha like the sons get a share in the Yerusha. Again, a guy dies, normally the Yerusha goes to the sons, and then that they have to support all their sisters. But an androgynous is like a daughter in that he has no right to the Yerusha, and he's like a son in that he has no right to the Mizonos. And also, similar to women, he doesn't get a part of the karbanos that are given out to the kohanim, that are divided among the kohanim, upasul lekal edus shabatorah kanashim, and he's pasul leedus, similar to nashim being pasul leedus. So and he's also not allowed to participate in a bias iser with a man who's also to the androgynous, like an androgynous's relatives would be considered a bias iser. And also similar to women, if an androgynous is a kohen, has bia with a man who is an arayos or a relative that's also to him, that will disqualify him from kuhuna, which would mean he's not going to be allowed to eat truma. Meaning a kohenis normally is allowed to eat truma, but she loses that right to eat truma if she sleeps with a guy who's aser to her, like a mamzer or a karov. So that's only true of a kohenis. That's not true of a kohen. A kohen can sleep with whomever, and he's still going to be a kohen. He's still going to be allowed to eat truma. So the kohenis loses the right to eat truma by having these kinds of relationships. So we're saying that an androgynous also loses the right to eat truma when he has these kinds of relationships. And now we move on to Mishnah Dalit. So says the Mishnah, Shavala Anashim Vila Nashim Ketzad. In what way is an androgynous like both men and women? Chayv al nizko k'ishvish. If he damages, he has to pay the damages like both a man and a woman would have to do. V'chayv b'kal anizakin k'ishvish. He has to pay for all damages that he does. The first line was Chayv al nizko is if someone damages his property, you have to pay him back for damages done to his property. This line is saying that he's chayiv to pay for damages that he does to other people's property. If anyone kills him b'mezid, they're chayiv misa. If anyone kills him b'shogeg, they have to go to a near miklat, just like killing anybody else. When the mother gives birth to an androgynous, just like mothers of men and like mothers of women, she has a period called Dam Tohar. There's a period of time that even if she continues to bleed, it is considered to be Tohar. It's a different number of days for men and for women, right? If she gives birth to a boy, she has Dam Tohar for only 7 days, and she's tamei for 7 days, then she has dam tohar for the following 33 days. Whereas if she gives birth to a girl, she's tamei for 14 days, and then has dam tohar for 66 days. But giving birth to an androgynous also has dam tohar, more limited. You have to be more machmir, so it's like only up until day 40 from birth that the dam tohar will apply. V'nochel b'kat she'agvul kanoshim v'kanoshim, and also he gets a Yerusha or a Chelek of the Kodshei HaGvul, meaning if he's a Kohen, he can be given Truma, Trumas Meis, or Chalim. Kodshei HaGvul means things that apply in Eretz Yisrael that are given to Kohanim. So he can be given that just like a male Kohen and just like a female Kohen can be given these things. As opposed to Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash, which only goes to men and doesn't go to women. Va'omer Hareini Nazir. Someone looks at an androgynous and says, I'm a Nazir. If that person is a man or a woman, so he becomes a Nazir, because it's one of those things. He is either, a man or a woman, and therefore the person is in fact going to be a Nazir. So to summarize what we learned today, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel told us that an androgynous is like a woman in the following sense, that first of all, a red discharge will be metame. Second of all, now that I have yichud with men. Third of all, does not require yibum if he's the surviving brother, so to speak. Fourth, does not get yerusha with the brothers. Fifth, does not get distributed a chelik of kajim. Sixth is pasul eidus. Seven is not nivel ba'avera. And eight is pasul min akuhuna, like women. And then Mishnah Dalet, we said the ways that an androgynous is like both a man and a woman is that if you damage him, his property, you have to pay. If he damages, he has to pay. If you kill him b'mezid, you get killed. If you kill him b'shogeg, you go to galus, to near miklat. His mother, when she gives birth to him, has dam tohar. He's going to be entitled to receive kachay agavul, like Trumas and Maestros and Chala, and if someone accepts upon themselves the Nazirus on the idea that with the condition that this person is either a man or a woman, then that person Taka becomes a Nazir because he is either a man or a woman. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the very last Mishnah of Seder Zrayim, the very last Mishnah of Maseches Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey.